We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Get to today's Twitter poll question of the day, and it's related to tomorrow's WIP Full Court Frenzy.
Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Minor fender bender or major accident, Armin Chevrolet's Collision Center will make it right. Certified service, ArminChevy.com.
All right, today's question, will the Hammer, will I win the free throw shooting contest tomorrow during WIP's Full Court Frenzy? A yes, B no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter.
You actually think you're going to win? I think this is getting way out of hand.
Look, I'll be pretty happy if I get to the semifinals. I'll be pretty happy with that. I'm just being honest. I'd like to win. I mean, semifinals ain't bad. By the way, I do have a shoulder issue right now. Right shoulder issue.
Are you kidding?
Right shoulder issue.
I'm
thinking of going to a doc.
What do you mean?
Why do you have a right? I don't know. Tell me what this is. It's harder for me to lift my right arm than my left arm.
Okay.
Like, did you go out and shoot baskets the other day? Nope.
Book arm.
This has been going on for like book arm. About a week. Could this be a rotator cuff?
I love how this comes up today. The free throw competition is tomorrow. You said it's been bothering you for a week.
About a week.
First time we've heard, you mentioned it the day before
the competition. Getting the excuses out there early. Remember that year
Barkley couldn't shoot free throws in the playoffs?
I don't think you have a shoulder problem. I think you're lying. I don't buy it one bit. Your shoulder is fine.
All right, who do you believe more, me or Shohei? Or do you think we're both lying?
I think you're both lying.
Do you?
I believe Shohei more.
I definitely believe Shohei more.
All right, let's get to the brackets here. WIP Full Court Frenzy is going to be tomorrow. So I've sent each of you, meaning James, Rhea, and John, a text message with the brackets. Just so everyone understands, we're going to pick 20 names out of a hat. In this case, it's a cup. The first eight names called will, unfortunately for them, John, and I could be one of them, have to play in an extra round of this bracket free throw shooting contest. So, you know, there are 12 people that already are going to advance to the second round, if you will. But because we have 20 overall shooters, like, it would be easier if we had 16 or if we had 32, you know, and then you have a nice, you know, it comes right on down symmetrical, if you will. But we have 20 shooters. We have men shooters. We have women shooters. We have basketball players. We have non-basketball players. We have broadcasters. I mean, we got a big assortment here.
A smorgasbord.
A smorgasbord. All right. So 20 shooters. The first eight names picked will be competing in the first round. And, John, you can select out of the hat if you would, sir. Please take the first name. The first eight have to play in an extra round free throw shooting contest. John, the first name is?
Mike Vrieswijk.
Oh, wow. Well, you do not want to be in his bracket. I will say that. You do not want to be anywhere near Vrieswijk. All right, I'll pick the second one. Second name out of the hat is? Hold on 1 second. Second name is Sue Moran Lavin from St. Joe's, a great St. Joe Lady Hawk. Sue Moran Lavin will be competing against Vrieswijk in the first round. John, the third shooter is?
Temple and St. Joe's squaring off.
Look at that. That's right.
This looks...
I'll help you if my handwriting's bad. That is Mark Zoller from the University of Pennsylvania. So we go three Big Five players right out of the gate. Zoller from Penn is third.
And we need to discard of these names after.
Yeah, you don't put them back in the hat.
Well, I'm just making sure you're not doing that.
What?
I'm just being sure, man.
Okay. Like putting it back in the hat.
For your sake, I just don't want you to.
I appreciate your devotion to getting this right.
It's possible
get this
while
right.
he's thinking
you're
and
right.
talking.
You're right. Get it right.
All right, fourth name. A lady explorer, Jaren Reed. Lady explorer, Jaren Reed. So we got four Big Five players right out of the gate.
From four different schools. How weird is that?
From four different schools.
That's weird, right?
All right. What do you got for number five here, John?
John Clark.
John Clark, NBC 10's.
Johnny Sunshine.
NBC 10's John Clark, number five. All right, let's get
I heard he's coming straight from the airport to do the shots.
Let me tell you this. Play basketball?
And then he'll go back to the airport.
He's tall.
Right. He's 6'7 or something.
I would have no problem.
John Clark
playing
is he's somewhere in there. Like
he's
6'7.
I bet he's 6'5
maybe. He's up there. He's close to that. I thought he was 6'7.
The sixth name is Mr. Michael Quick. Mike Quick. Now, unfortunately for Mike, he's in the Vreeswijk bracket, but you know, but a little bit away. All right, so Quick is six. John, if you would, with the seventh name, please. 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia, as we broadcast today from the Tasty Cake Studio tomorrow at Villanova. Oh, man. Name number seven.
Fritz.
Oh, Fritzy. Uh-oh. Oh, he's not going to like that.
Fritz will be out quick, and he'll be ready for Fritz at six. Right quick.
Jack Fritz here.
All right. So Fritz will be competing against. It'll be Fritz against. The eighth pick is?
Please be you.
Pat Carroll.
Damn. Oh, poor Jack.
From St. Joe's.
Oh, no.
Pat Carroll versus Jack Fritz. That's great.
Poor Fritz. That is a tough draw.
All right. Now, let's get to number nine. Now, number nine will be competing against the winner of Vreeswijk versus Sue Moran Lavin.
Somehow the hammer got through this first round.
Just to be clear, though, James, I don't want to be the next pick because then you're facing either Vreeswijk or Sue Moran Lavin in the second round. John, that pick is?
Ashley Howard.
Ashley Howard from Drexel. And, of course, also association with LaSalle and Villanova through the years. Ashley Howard, a great point guard, and he's number nine. All right, the 10th spot here. This person will compete against Zoller and Jaron Reed. The winner of that is Trish Jolene Bruner from Villanova, a Lady Wildcat. Trish Jolene Bruner. All right, John, if you would. Actually, let me one clarification. She was.
Are you getting confused here?
Hold on. Ashley Howard was. Hold on. Let me write this. No. I know what I did. Ashley Howard. I put it in the wrong spot. Ashley competes against Vreeswijk and Moran Lavin. And the last one I just said will compete against Zoller and Jaron Reed. All right, go ahead, John.
You put it in a spreadsheet, it'd probably be a lot
easier.
We're
good. John, the winner you pick here is going to go against John Clark and Quick. Who do you got? Number 11.
Like Prince or Madonna, we have Devin.
We have Devin. All right. So
just one name. I like that. That's good.
Devin. Devin goes against John Clark or Mike Quick. All right, number 12 will go against the Fritz Pat Carroll winner. This is Altamar's free throw shooting contest.
So who's facing Pat Carroll, did you say?
This is Michael Barkan against Pat Carroll tomorrow. All right.
Shout out to Barkan.
So I'm very happy. Wherever I'm going to be now is going to be in the lower
half
of this.
Are you sure his name's in there? Are you sure he's not sliding his name in at the end
or
something?
Sure his name's
we're
in
on
here.
Video here, by the way. So, all right, John, number 13. This person is?
Scott Fransky.
All right, Fransky 13, and he'll be competing against the person that is next. And number 14 is, our 14th shooter is Harold Jensen. So a great Wildcat.
Tough draw for Fransky there.
Harold Jensen. All right, John, if you would pick the 15th name. We encourage people to come on out to Villanova tomorrow. This is going to be an extravaganza or a total disaster as the Hammer wins and then goes crazy. Maybe I run around buck naked.
Hammer!
Imagine that, James. I'm gonna pull a Brandy Chastain.
I'm not gonna imagine.
No, I'm not
refuse to even let anyone's mind go.
All right, John.
I like this possibility. Nakobe Dean.
Nakobe Dean, 15. Right. Alrighty. Maybe I go against Nakobe. Let's see what we got here. The 16th shooter tomorrow in the free throw shooting contest is. What do we got here? We got the Hammer, John. There it is. See the name,
just so
everyone knows. Joe DeCamera, 16 against Nakobe Dean. An interesting draw. I have no idea. Of his
prowess
as a shooter. John, four more names to pick, if you would, the 17th
name.
The
fact that he's wanting to do this
probably means he's pretty good.
That he's good at shooting.
Probably.
John Brazier.
Ooh, Braze.
God, I wish I was against Brazier instead of Nakobe.
Brazier told me that he is the worst shooter in the history of shooting. So whoever gets Brazier, it's a good draw.
Well, yeah. All right, here we go. The next one is we only have three more names. Brazier will go against Barrett Brooks.
Oh, nice draw for Barrett.
NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Actually, I don't know what's going to happen there.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
19, John.
Ruben Amaro.
Ruben Amaro, 19. So one name left, and the name is, as I pull the final name out of the old hat, or in this case, a cup, and it is Ashlyn Sullivan from NBC Sports Philadelphia and one of our own here at WIP. All right, that's the bracket. We'll get it up online so people can digest everything that just happened there. But as it relates to me, I'll be competing against Nakobe Dean. There are eight individuals that have to play in the first round, and then there are 12 that automatically get to the second round based on the drawing that we just had. Come on out to Villanova tomorrow if you can. We really do expect to have a fun day. The free throw shooting contest will start around 8:40. We got to decide exactly how many shots it'll be per round, probably 10 or 15. Like, you better make a big percentage, and one person will advance, and one person will be
in.
Lock it in. Take it seriously.
This is big.
This is big. So,
hey, N'Kobe, we love you, buddy.
James.
We're on your side.
How much are people rooting for N'Kobe? Oh,
no player, no person in this city has ever been rooted for more than N'Kobe Dean.
He does have some pressure, though. I mean, you know, N'Kobe Dean loses to the Hammer. Holy, I mean, because, you know, this guy will celebrate a lot.
Yeah, Hammer!
And I'll make sure everyone knows I won. All right, we'll see.
I hope he takes it incredibly seriously, and he probably will.
Probably will.
He's going to be very competitive.
Professional athlete. You know?
I hope he, yeah.
James, we need a Wikipedia check. Did he play high school basketball? I mean, you got to imagine he's one of the bigger dudes in his high school. He probably played high school ball. Now, maybe a football coach pulled him off it at some point and said, yo, dude, you're going to focus on football now. But, you know, I got to imagine N'Kobe Dean was probably a great power forward or something like that. All right, let's go to Tim, or maybe a guard. I guess he's a little shorter. Tim in Mount Holly. Tim, good morning.
Mr. President, Dog Boy, Rhea, James.
What's up?
Wow.
Mr. President, inappropriate.
I'll take it.
Mr. President, yes, Mr. President. And Dog Boy, with all respect, because I am a fellow Dog Boy. Now, this Eagles, this new tackling rule they unveiled yesterday is the best possible news that the Eagles have had this offseason, because the linebackers and the other defensive guys last season spent most of the season executing bump tackling. They didn't wrap up people. So what that is going to mean is they're going to be so ahead of the curve compared to all the other teams. The offensive guys would just bounce off of them like a pinball in an old pinball machine. Boop, 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 boop. So what do you think about that?
I think it's the same for all the teams. I don't buy your theory.
No, I don't. And one quick comment about the Oshani thing.
Yep.
Think about Ohtani. Ohtani.
Yes,
go ahead. Pete Rose had an interpreter, he would probably be in the Hall of Fame.
A lot of people are making that joke. Even Pete Rose is making that joke. Tim, give me an answer here. Not human, non-human relationship.
Okay, from the old series, Will Robinson and the Rope.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, you got it, man. Let's listen to Ohtani, because, you know, he did speak yesterday, and then his new interpreter interpreted. Let's listen to what Ohtani said right out of the gate yesterday through his new interpreter.
I never bet on baseball or any other sports, or never have asked somebody to do it on my behalf. And I have never went through a bookmaker to bet on sports. Up until a couple of days ago, I didn't know that this was happening. Just to kind of just go over the result, in conclusion, Ipe has been stealing money from my account and has told lies.
Now, I will say, when I heard that, you know, first time, my inclination was to believe Ohtani. I don't know, maybe because the interpreter sounds forthright and with conviction the way he says what he said. But, I mean, Ohtani's either lying.
I believe him.
Or not. It's one or the other.
Am I too easy?
Maybe you and I are. James thinks Ohtani's lying. James, why do you think he's lying?
I just don't think it's believable that he had no idea at all that his best friend, this guy with him, was involved in this. And that $4.5 million just disappears. And look, maybe he was in charge of money and they just let this guy spend willy-nilly. I guess that's possible. It still seems like a stretch that no financial person along the way says anything. But more so just that Ohtani's with this guy. There's no way that this guy pulled one over on Ohtani all these years like this. I just don't buy it that he had no idea, no knowledge. Like, what'd you expect him to come out and say, yeah, I knew, I helped him out? Like, no.
Well, here's what I'd say, James. Here's my defense on the other side of this. So first off, there's an incredible amount of money coming in. You know, maybe from New Balance and the Angels, maybe there's an extra $10 million being put in the account every month. Maybe every month. I mean, so...
Well, our caller said he got $65 million from New Balance alone
right,
last year.
Exactly. So, you know...
He also deferred his baseball money. But
okay, but, you know, I'm sure he's got other endorsements as well. He's got a lot of money. All right. The second thing is, you know, maybe the interpreter is also the guy paying the chauffeur and paying the cook and paying the housekeeper and paying this person, you know?
Yes. And it's his closest friend.
Because someone has to have that job.
He's the one who, bridges the gap between Shohei and the world.
I mean, it's certainly possible. I'll just put it that way. It's more from Ohtani when he continued on. This is, again, the interpreter yesterday after Ohtani said what he said, then the new interpreter said this.
Up until that team meeting, I didn't know that Ipe had a gambling addiction and was in debt. And I never agreed to pay off the debt or, you know, make payments to the bookmaker. And finally, when we went back to the hotel and talked one-to-one, that was when I was, when I found out that he had a massive debt. And it was revealed to me during that meeting that Ipe admitted that he was sending money using my account to the bookmaker. And at that moment, obviously, it was an absurd thing that was happening, and I've contacted my representatives at that point.
All right, well, look, he's gone on the record strongly, Ohtani, through the new interpreter. Now, also on the record, because, John, a lot of people have made the Pete Rose joke.
Yeah.
Pete Rose weighed in. I'm not making this up. Pete Rose literally weighed in. Listen, this is a friend of Rose's talking, and then you're going to hear Peter Edward Rose in the background start chiming in. This also happened.
Hey, guys, Matt Thrash here, enjoying some March Madness with my great friend Pete Rose, and we were talking about the current goings-on in baseball right now, and Pete wanted to mention something.
Well, back in the 70s and 80s, I wish I'd have had an interpreter. I'd be scot-free.
There you have it from the Hit King.
I mean, this guy, man. John, this is part of why baseball struggles to take Pete Rose serious. Like...
Maybe you should have mentioned you were planning on doing that, and they could have said, don't ever do anything like that, Pete. He just keeps doing stuff like this.
All right, 215-5. It almost feels like a joke, but that's real audio. But All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.